The Cincinnati Lawn Bowling Club was created in 1922 and is based at the Little Miami Golf Center in Newtown, which is the club's home green and the only place to play within 250 miles of Cincinnati. With me in the studio tonight are two officers of the club, Marty White, who is her current secretary, and her husband, Joe, who was club president for 5 years. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for asking
us. It's great being here. Thank you.
Lawn bowling, different from croquet and bocce ball. Please explain the game.
The principal differences in lawn bowling and bocce, and we understand that most people have seen bocce, but not that much lawn bowling, is that in lawn bowling, the court is longer. You will roll the bowl anywhere from 75 to 90 feet. And then also the bowl is eccentric. It will draw 3 to 5 feet as it starts to slow up. So you cannot roll a straight bowl. You will know which way it's going to break, and you'll make a decision. Do I want to come in from the right or do I want to come in to the left? And, of course, the object is to get you or your team's bowls as close to an object ball as possible.
And the grass is clipped very short?
Dead, flat, putting green type grass. Yeah.
And what's the season?
The season runs from May through the end of October. And since it's an outdoor sport, it is weather challenging sometimes. You dress for the weather. We're fairly casual in Newtown, so the only thing you have to do is wear flat shoes.
If somebody's listening, how do they go about coming out and becoming part of this or just watching?
Our hours right now are Tuesday evenings and Thursday evenings starting at 6:30 and Saturday mornings at 10. We are a club within the Hamilton County Park system. Every time we're open, we are open to visitors and encourage and like visitors to come.
Do you have to have special equipment or special clothing?
Flat shoes. That's all you have to do.
We're trying to protect the surface of the green with the flat shoes. The club provides all equipment. So the bowls, the mats, you just show up and be ready to enjoy the game and some fellowship, and that's all it takes.
So can you come by yourself, or are there teams, or how's that work?
The typical way we will play is that members or guests will show up maybe 10 minutes before the official start time. We'll look around. We'll say, okay, we got so many players here. We're going to divide this up into a couple of teams of, you know, two on a team, one team with three on a team, because we have X number of people. Then we'll just do a blind draw. And you're on team 1, 2, 3, or 4. And that's kind of how we divvy it up.
We can play with however many people show up that night. If 2 show up, we have a singles game. If 3 show up, we have a cutthroat game. If there are more than 3 on a team, it gets cumbersome. So then we split that up into doubles or another triples game.
What's the history of lawn bowling?
Way back. Started probably with the Egyptians. That history is a little dubious. The history is mostly British colonies, played heavily in Great Britain and South Africa and Australia, New Zealand. The rumor has it that Sir Francis Drake was playing a game of bowls as the Spanish Armada were coming, and he was told that they were coming, and he said, I think I have to finish this game first.
The truth of the matter is the tide was coming in and he wasn't going to be able to get his ships out anyway, so he had time to finish his match.
Well, I noticed on your website that it seems to be a warm weather sport, so there are clubs in Florida and New England also?
A little bit in England because of the British history, but stateside here, most of the clubs would be Florida, Arizona, California. I mean, pragmatically, here in the States, this is a baby boomers and older clientele that enjoy the sport. Internationally, the winners, the champions of the game are men and women in their 20s and 30s. But stateside, again, it'll be folks 50 and older. We certainly encourage and have had lots of players younger than that, but that's going to be the majority of folks.
If I want to come out and watch and then decide to do it, can I do 1 or 2 games, or do I have to buy a membership for the whole summer, or how would that work?
You don't need to have a reservation or call first. You just show up about 10 or 15 minutes ahead of time. We'll give you some quick instructions on how to play and hopefully fit you into a game. You can stay part of the game if you only want to end up bowling a couple of ends, is what we call them, where you can stay for the whole game. A game usually lasts around an hour and a half, hour and three quarters. And so it's like one game per outing.
But the first two games are free, you know, before we press you to join. And we're not going to press you to join.
Are there any physical exercises that you need to do to limber up?
You can, but most of us just go out there cold. It's not an aerobic sport. You do need to be able to bend your knee a little bit. You do need to be able to swing your arm. So if you can pass that test, you're good to go.
We call this our favorite non-aerobic game. The only time you sweat if it's a hot day.
Yeah. You do some stretching, and you need to focus your mind and concentrate. But, you know, those are really the only attributes required.
If you play a whole game, you have walked about a quarter of a mile slowly, but you've walked a quarter of a mile.
What do you have coming up?
Well, we have our monthly tournaments, first Saturday of every month. It's a little bit longer format, but it's pretty much the same game, and we do provide refreshments.
Well, it sounds like fun.
Yeah.
Very user-friendly tournament.
And a lot of smiles and laughter, I imagine.
We think so. There's a couple of people, fairly competitive, but most of us are just out there for the social sport of it.
It's kind of as competitive as you want to make it. You
That's
can
right.
get into tournaments. We do have a tournament that lasts through the whole year. We have a doubles champion. We have a singles men's, singles women's champion.
So you get this little trophy, and you get to keep it over winter, and you get bragging rights, but you got to give it back, you know, later on, because it is a traveling trophy.
Well, thanks for coming in.
Thank you very much.
Thanks.
My guests tonight have been Marty and Joe White from the Cincinnati Lawn Bowling Club, located at the Little Miami Golf Center in the Hamilton County Park District at 3811 Newtown Road. You'll find a link for more information at our website, wvxu.org.